the etymology of blah is undecided. And what I mean by etymology is like the source of it. So where has it come from? And that could be, they say, from the French word blanc, which would be white. So that's spelled B-L-A-N-C-K. Remember Laurent Blanc, they used to play for Man United, would be like the first three letters of his name. There's also a word in French, blé, which means wheat. That's B-L-E accent. And then blach, which in Irish, which means oatmeal cake. So any of those three are possible sources of origin for the word blah.
And why is it specific to this part of the country? Are we having to talk about the Huguenots,
yes,
or what do we talk about?
Yeah, so the OED actually reckons the sort that they believe it to be but can't confirm it, because when you're going back hundreds of centuries with language names, it's very, very hard to confirm anything, probably due to the lack of written press maybe at the time or whatever. So they reckon it's from the 17th century, somewhere in the 1600s. Yeah, exactly. So
how do they define the blah?
So, do you know what you might see? So I don't know if from a user perspective, as you can see in front of you, you can go onto the OED and you can find out anything you want about when it was used. So firstly, they're tracing it back to being first used. Oh, sorry. They're tracing it back to being first used in the Munster Express in an advert in 1960. And so even in this interface, like, I mean, I know it might not necessarily be visible to listeners now. If you click on that, they can give you the sources of, like, for example, the advert or the article, maybe where that was, they sourced this language from.
Wow.
But it was an advert, and the advert said, early morning blahs, bread, morning goods and confectionery, now available from 8 a.m. daily. Now, I don't know whose advert it was, but they have obviously got some copy of it there.
Super. So again, that is accessible through the Oxford English Dictionary app, which is a subscriber app. Now, you may be able to access aspects of that on their website.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure. But we've had an interesting debate as well about South Kilkenny and Waterford.
So that's right, yeah.
The Kilkenny Live website last night put up a thing saying the South Kilkenny blah. So
it's in the legal boundary, or it's the blahs within the boundary or something.
But it makes sense in terms of what you're talking about, because there were settlements, obviously. Any invading force or any visitors to Ireland, if they did come up the Waterford estuary, you could see them settling in South Kilkenny and Waterford, because the county boundaries weren't defined at that stage.
Of course, yeah.
But isn't it interesting that the actual bread itself, and it didn't go to Wexford, it didn't go to Cork.
No.
It's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah, and what obviously, because you know I teach French in SCTU, is that the French influence in it, which sometimes is not always stated exactly in Waterford. I feel sometimes like there's advantages from the Waterford accent that I don't have, obviously, for learning French, right? But there's plenty of cultural meat on the bones there to say that, you know, there is an influence. It may well, there seems to be the evidence is falling more towards French than Irish. That blanc and blé and blahuk, it seems to be more on the sound, which I think is really excellent. I think there's so many cultural links with that. But also, I think, Damien, as well, and I know you'll appreciate that the idea of the written press isn't so important, that the written press is now digitised, that we can find out all of this information, because little maybe do they know, maybe they do know, in the Munster Express, obviously, that they've helped contribute to the origins of and the use of this word, which is so significant culturally, and it's contributing to the English language. So it's remarkable. Now, I think, as I showed you just before we went live, there's like 6 or 8 entries in the OED that have been sourced directly from the Munster Express, which is brilliant. Right? I think it's amazing.
Well done to everybody in the Munster Express.